Buenos nachos. Buenos nachos. Buenos nachos. What it is, what it was, and what it shall be. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is January the 1st of 2022. Got it right. 2022. Happy New Year. And the time is 1:15. Such a time, as always, my brothers, as always, my beautiful, educated sisters. Got a powerful message for you today. Woo! Today we're going to talk about you are the prime authority, the prime creator for your life. Today's message, brothers and sisters, is continuing with the theme that we are on for the next 30 days, which has to do with the rules of the universe. Now, once you understand the rules of the universe, then now you see that we are in, the reason that we are in 2022 is this is the, six is a cosmic parent. This is a year of the cosmic parent. So you are a cosmic parent. So the parent, parenting is this ability that you have to be able to create a safe space or a safe environment for your children. So there's different parenting styles. There's different parenting techniques. There's different methods or methodology. When we look at the psychology of parenting. So this is child rearing. You have this ability that it's really interesting because we live in a world that is an illusion. And to the degree that you are able to wrap your brain around what I'm about to tell you today, helps to establish you and to get you out of the illusion of the matrix. Now, if you're able to get out of the illusion of this matrix, then you're able to do something that other people can't do. And what you're able to do is you're able to actually create a whole new reality that is separate from this mentality. So then we get to break down how to do that, how to create the mind, how to use your mind, because this is a computer-generated matrix, but it's not. It's really a mind-generated matrix, a world. And it is generated by God, or the universal mind, and the collective mind, or collective consciousness. So you have a part to play in the mind-generated world that we live in. As a parent, if you are six, you are a cosmic parent. And if you are a cosmic parent, now if you have a life path six, then you have even a more important role to play in establishing the universal collective consciousness or the hive mind or the dominant culture or mass mind control. Now, this message is talking about how to change what is called your planes of existence. It is extremely, extremely important. That, for example, all of the movies is basically telling us this, especially the last movie I watched, The Matrix, and the season two, the last episode of The Witcher. And I don't know if you guys, you know, kind of like The Wheel of Time. Everything is talking about how the whole entire reality is nothing but a construct that is made by our mind. So your whole plane of existence right now is the result of you partnering with God or the universal consciousness to generate a reality based upon your mentality. Now, again, this is, man, I'm going to be breaking all of this down inside of module two as we talk about the rules of physics are given to us to help us govern our physical mind-generated reality. So all of the rules of science is nothing but science is dumbed down spirit so you can understand the generative process of the government that is on his shoulders. You have the ability to govern, rule, control, and manage so that way you can have dominion, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. These are the principles. These are the rules of this universe. You are the prime creator of your reality. Now, I know what you're thinking, because remember, there is a war going on. I you know, if you can, if you've never heard of the, you know, if you have access to, I think it's on Netflix, you ain't got to watch the whole seasons and like I do, but season 2 of the Netflix series entitled The Witcher, like, you know, like, I guess like Witch. It's episode 8, season 2. And there's the girl, she's, so this is kind of the spoiler alert, but she is very young and she has this power, but she doesn't know how to use it. She doesn't know how to operate it or anything. And so she's learning that there's this other witch named Yennefer, and then there's the guy named Geralt, I think his name, he's the Witcher. So the Witchers are kind of like the male witches. They got this, you know, power. But the girl, her name is Ciri. So Ciri's consciousness is trapped in her previous life. All of her previous life, her parents, her relatives, everything is comfortable. Everything that she wants is in her consciousness, but it is not reality. And all through the series of The Witcher, Ciri, who's this young girl, who has this power, but it only operates when she gets mad and angry or very emotional, and then bam, she can't control, they call it chaos magic. Do you guys remember the series I did on chaos magic? Heavenly Father, test the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect of your people, that they may overstand what thus says the word of God. Do you guys remember what I talked when Donald Trump was president? I talked about Keke and Pepe. This is chaos magic. Chaos magic is mem magic. Mem magic is based upon symbol magic, symbols. Father, touch the mind of your people. So in The Witcher, chaos magic is really the primordial power harnessed by images. What I'm about to say is the most important thing that you would ever hear. If I go to Japan and I cannot speak the language, I can still understand the symbols. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they go into 2022 with the knowledge of sigils and symbols. If I go to Japan, when I was in Japan, when I got to the airport, I could not read the signs. But when I went to the airport, I saw a symbol of a restroom and an arrow. And I saw it had a man, and it had letters. I couldn't read it. But the symbol, I understood the symbol. And I went to the restroom. I came out of the restroom. I needed a taxi. I couldn't speak Japanese, but I saw a symbol of a car and an arrow. And I went down and I found a taxi. I saw a symbol of a bus. I could catch the bus. I saw a symbol of a restaurant. So symbols, not language. The brain does not respond to language. The brain responds to symbols. Heavenly Father, test the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intelligence of your people, that they start 2022 understanding symbol magic. You are the prime authority, the prime creator, based upon your ability to take responsibility. You must respond to the ability that is placed inside not outside. Heavenly Father, test the mind. Heavenly Mother, test the mind with emotions of your people. Imagination and the intellect. You must respond to the ability that is inside of you, not outside. They got you, just like in The Witcher. They got you. Now you got to get out. The only way out is the same way that I used symbols, not language, when I was in Japan. I saw a symbol of a bank. And then it had some letters that I could not read. And then it said X amount of kilometers. And it had an arrow. So I went in the direction of the arrow because I couldn't speak the language, but I could understand the symbols. I could not speak the language, but I could understand the symbols. I cannot speak the language still, but I can understand the symbols still. Stop speaking language. Your body does not respond to language. It responds to symbols. Heavenly Father, test the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intelligence of your people. Your body, nothing responds to language. We're not longer in the age of land goo age. He got his ass whooped. He's been retired. The devil is no longer in charge. Now sigils are. But he wrote all the symbols or replaced them. So language in 2022 is no longer in charge. Language has been replaced. Now, sigils or symbols are in charge. So in other words, if you do not add a image, your brain does not process language, it processes images. If you put an image inside of your I am statement. Number one, like we talked about last night, first, if you write down your I am statement, bam, you manifest way faster than everybody else. If you write down, I am wealthy, if you write down, I am a millionaire in 2022, you're going to get there way faster than everybody else. Then if you write down, I am a millionaire in 2022, and then you put an image of you being a millionaire in 2022, you'll get there even way more faster. The brain sees images, not language. If you say, let's go to the zoo to look at some elephants, the brain will picture an elephant. If I say, man, I want to see the lions, my brain is picturing a lion. If I say, sure, I want to see the zebras. Bam, zebras. Pictures. Pictures are pixels. You should have no graven image. You manifest images, not language. Heavenly Father, test the minds, the wills, the emotions, the imagination, the intelligence of your people. You must respond to the ability that is inside of you, not the demonstration that is going on outside of you. The illusion is to keep you externally stimulated so that way you cannot go and become internally motivated. The devil got you. No more, though. After today, for the year of 2022, I declare and decree that every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, whether live or months or weeks later, that I break the curse of the illusion. Using the rule of Genesis 1:3, as we talked about in a private show in Module 2, Day 4. The rule of Genesis 1:6. The rule of Genesis 1:9. 3, 6, 9. If you know the rules, if you understand the power of 3, 6, 9, according to Nikola Tesla, who was the greatest mind on this planet, because he just understands the rules. I didn't give a damn if he was a dark man or a light man. It doesn't matter. That what matters is he knew the rules. That activates the fire or the phoenix, F-E-N-I-X, that comes from the F-O-R-N-I-X, that comes from the F-O-R-N-A-X. This is cosmic. You're a cosmic parent. These are cosmic rules for the cosmic planet in the cosmic year of 2022. This is the year of the cosmic prime creators. All prime creators mount up. This is your year to change your planes of existence. You get to establish your plane of existence. If you understand the mind matrix, your mind is in a matrix, you must get out. Just like in The Witcher, episode 8, season 2, when Ciri gets angry, she transports herself to a whole nother reality. Only when she gets angry or high emotion. As I've said for 20 years, if you make a statement, when you are in a state of extreme emotion or high emotion, the highest emotion is love or hate. Either one of those, bam, you automatically transport yourself to that dimension based upon the symbols or the images, not the language. So what you say doesn't matter. Only what you picture, what you see. So if you picture struggle, if you picture pain, if you picture poverty, if you picture bad relationships, if you're the images in the brain at the time of the emotional, you know, amplification, bam, that brings about the manifestation. At the time of the emotional amplification, bam, that brings about the physical manifestation. So you are controlling your physical manifestation with your emotional amplification. It is the emotional amplification that brings about the physical manifestation. Without understanding that it is you who is bringing about this emotional. You're emotional. Why are you so emotional? You should not be emotional unless it's purpose-based. This emotional amplification, this is what establishing the physical manifestation. I got to make sure that you understand, because you are creating a physical man. This physical man is what's running your life. The physical man, everything in your life that you have created due to your emotional amplification of the sigils in your brain. This is sigil magic. We call it symbols. So, Doc, but what are you saying, though? I'm kind of following you, brother, but I can't see the forest because there's a bunch of trees. I can't see the forest because of all of the trees, brother. Can you break it down for me in layman's terms? Well, in The Witcher, in season 2, once again, The Witcher season 2, episode 8, Ciri is a magician, but she's not a magician, but she is a magician. But Ciri's magic comes from her blood. So she's a child of, in the movie, Elder Blood. The, you know, those were like the dwarfs. But remember, Ciri is the daughter of chaos. Ciri is the daughter of, or she has chaos magic. And this, you know, chaos magic is based upon what, you know, is called Pepe the Frog magic. Now, remember, Pepe the Frog is called Kek, K-E-K. This is called the alt-right. This is called Mim magic. Now, I did a whole series back when Donald Trump was president that was on my YouTube channel, which is now deleted. And it's very interesting. Now I'm getting hundreds. I've gotten at least 200 emails. The greatest thing that I think, like always, this is the greatest blessing in disguise. Now, all of the people that have been leeching off of my free content, they got to make a decision. Either join the paid content, because, like always, I've been giving away too much free shit. Even this show, which is worth thousands of dollars. So you should ask me, Doc, why is this content, why is this worth $1,000? Because you are talking and you're writing, but you're not imaging. The one statement that I made at the beginning of the show is worth thousands. Why? Because after the day, you're going to add images to your thinking. And to your talking, and to your writing. After the day, you're going to understand that, oh, shit, you know what I've been doing everything right, but I just need to add more to what I'm doing. What I need to add? I need to now take responsibility. Because the word responsibility means to, look at the word, respond and ability. You have respondability. The word responsibility means you got ability. So the first thing you got to understand is, oh, shit, I got ability. So I ain't no Paul Creator. I don't need a reverend, a doctor, a bishop. I don't need salvation. I'm already saved. If I'm born and I got a brain and I got the activities of my limbs, I'm an individual expression of God on earth. But somebody told me I need, bam, the illusion. The illusion is need. The illusion is desire, not desire. The moment that you desire, if you watch the whole way that the witch inside of the Witcher came to Yennefer, who lost her chaos magic, her power, to do what? Take responsibility. So she went to the witch. And the witch said, hey, I will give you what you want. Every time you go outside of yourself to solve a problem, you are summoning a demon or a devil to come along and assist you. Because everything that you need is inside of you. So the fall, when you fall, it's always about compromise, your high level of consciousness. Because this fall is created by a desire to experience polarity or separation from God. Every time. I got $100,000 right now. If you can tell me anything that happened to you in your life that wasn't a result of a desire that you had to add something to your life. Even if you get sick, you're just going along and you go to the doctor and the doctor says you got the big C. What causes the big C? Anybody know? Now, again, you got to do the research because remember, I'm talking the rules that govern everything is what we call physics and metaphysics. Math, music, and language. The rules of physics are dumbed down. So source code had to put it in a language that you and I could relate to. It's like if I go to cut my grass and I go outside and I zoom, fire my lawnmower and I see, oh snap, there's this huge ant mound right in the middle of my beautiful lawn. Now I am not an ant killer. I don't necessarily dislike ants. So the ants see this big old tall guy and they hear this sound and the ants freak out. They say, oh shit, this is the end of the world. It ain't really the end of the world. Y'all just in the wrong spot. Now, if you were to put your ant pile on the other side of my fence, shit, that ant pile would be there for eternity and beyond until the city goes out there and mow that easement. So you just, unfortunately, in the wrong place. At the wrong time. It ain't personal, bro. Now, let me just show y'all what I'm saying. The ant pile is going to get mowed over. I'm going to sprinkle some of that ant-killing stuff out. Why? I just don't want the ants in my yard. It's not that I... So, if you don't understand the rules... So, all rules are given to govern physical reality. That should be governed by mentality. If you refuse to govern your physical reality with your God-given mentality, then you need what you and I call laws and rules, lower laws. So that means you're subject to contract law. You are now subject to, you know, state ordinances and federal law and UCC and maritime law and admiralty law. You remember? Jesus was not governed by those laws. Jesus came and said, hey, you said in your law, if a man sleeps with a woman, he has committed adultery. I say, if a man thinks, if he puts a mental picture in his head of another woman, bam, that man has already sinned. If you can put a mental picture, you already got whatever the mental. So you got one problem. You don't mental picture. Now, we broke off. We already did this. Remember, we talked about this as a whole series on imaging. And then when I did the gamma brainwave manifestation, you guys remember that? And we talked about how to expand the awareness of your consciousness by thinking backwards and having a manifestation song and a manifestation image in your mind. So there's an image. So when I close my eyes, I see an image of me when I'm 80. And I told you guys, I have an image in my brain. What is that image? Well, that image is a 75-year-old bodybuilder at the time of his transition. Vegan, Jim Morris. You can Google it. He transitioned in, I think, 2017. At the time of Jim Morris's transition, he was 76 or 77, 78, somewhere in that. He was almost 80 years old. He looked 40. That image is etched in my head. Therefore, my body, my brain is already performing the necessary activities to transform my body into the image of Jim Morris. Because that is the image that I selected. So the universe does not respond to language anymore. From the perspective of what you and I call language, which is what I'm doing right now, speaking. So as we talked about last night, the number one rule on earth is God said. Because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said something. And that means that God did what you and I got to do. What did God do? If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, what do those three numbers have in common? 3, 6, 9. What does that do? Activate, shine. So we know that that means that you must be obstinate, you must be self-confident, and you must despise anything that does not require you to respond. That means you keep promises to yourself. That's how you expand. That's what an image is. When you do that, it automatically produces an image. So an image is not necessarily a picture of something else. An image is something that it's a mental construct in your own head. That's an image. So do you need an outside image like a picture on the wall, like I just said, of Jim Morris? Absolutely not. That's just a ideal to help you formulate your own image. Because what if I want to create something that has never been created? There is no image that exists. So I generate the image in my own brain. How? Emotional amplification brings about physical manifestation. How? I must respond to the ability that is inside of me. How? By going back to what I talked about that's inside of the series, The Witcher, season 2, episode 8. Every time there is a heightened emotional response, hopefully because of love, that's going to create an image of what, who, where you love. So if I love being on the beach, nice blue water, like in the Bahamas somewhere, that image is going to be because that's the image I love. If there's a certain, you know, if you love, you know, tall, blonde, blue hair, you know, then that image is going to be in your brain. If you love, you know, dark skin, if you love, you know, BBWs, whatever, that image is going to be created in the brain. The brain responds to images. Now, the brain responds to everything or creates from anything. But we're talking fast manifestation. We're talking 21 days or less. That means you put it in your brain, I want to be a millionaire. But you don't say, I want to be. What do you say? You say, I am. Because remember, from today forward, the only statement that you can make are I am statements. From the days forward, you can only make I am statements, and you can only picture whatever comes after the I am. You must say, I am that. Put in the picture, I am. That's it. That's it. That's it. Do nothing else. If you do, you're wasting your time. If you want to be the prime authority figure in your life, everything else is an illusion. Just like in the Ciri, the Witcher. So what they did to keep Ciri from using her power is the witch gave her an illusion of her power. Damn. That's how he got me too. Let me show you over there. See, right now you got an illusion of your power. It's not what you really want. You got an illusion of what you want. It's a dumbed down version of the original. Man, the enemy is light years ahead of us. He gives us So Siri lost her mother and her father, so he gave her her mother and her father. But it was an illusion of her mother and father. And guess what? She was happy. And so she stayed in the illusion until the people who, the images of the people who really loved her started to seek back in her mind because they was missing her. And they was thinking about her. And so they snapped her out of the illusion. So right now you're living in an illusion. And source code is trying to snap you out of your illusion. What is your illusion? Everything that you have in your physical reality right now. Because remember, the laws of physics that govern physical reality are only here until you learn how to use your mentality. This is a mind-generated matrix. This is called the mind matrix. You live in a mind-generated world. You're like a computer-generated world. So the universal mind and the collective consciousness creates this reality. Now, I need you to think about that. Because that's difficult. The rules of physics are just here to govern how the physical universe operates. That's it. We use science and physics to help us understand physical. But we're not physical beings. We're spiritual beings. We're light beings. So we need something. I don't know what it is like going to Japan. I can't read the language. So what do I need? Symbols. Why? Symbols are universal, which is just like music. It's universal. So if I go to Japan. When I was stationed in Japan, I went there and I couldn't speak the language, but I could see signs. I saw a sign of a taxi. It had language. I didn't understand it. So I stood over there and the taxi came. When I wanted it, I saw a sign and it had a picture of a restaurant. So the sign was pointing, so I started walking in that direction and I saw a restaurant. Hotel. There's symbols. If you go to a foreign country right now, the only way you are going to be able to get around is by symbols, not by language. Why? You can't speak the language. So most people think on a physical level. Some people think on a mental level. Some people think on a spiritual level. Some people think on an emotional level. All of these are different levels. There's different layers of what you and I call reality. Your job and my job is to do something that has never been done. What has never been done? To go to a high level of consciousness. So how do we go to a high level of consciousness? A high level of consciousness is created when you connect your mind with your design instead of your desire. See, desire means that you fall down from design. Desire is polarity and separation from God. Design is singularity and connection to God. Don't tell nobody I told you. Say it again. When I have a desire, that just simply means that I have created a gap between what is called spirituality, oneness, or perfection. So magic is this ability to stay in singularity. That's considered good, moral, godly, spiritual, what we call, you know, religion, Christianity. The devil, Satanism, dark magic is considered desire. Why? Because you now are descending down from what is called perfection, which is called unity consciousness, oneness, singularity. So you descend, meaning that you create distance between duality is reality. Because duality, which is what we are experiencing right now, is the amount of distance between you and singularity. Singularity is unlimited. Duality is limitness. It means you're limiting yourself to a specific experience. So you separate from God to experience things outside of God. I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying this is how the universe works. We're talking about the rules of the universe. We're talking about the rules of a prime creator because you're a prime creator. We're talking about the use of a cosmic parent. You're a cosmic parent. You are the parent of your reality. Your children are all of the places, all the people, all of the things that you manifest in your life. So right now you possess the knowledge of how to return back to source. It's in your DNA. What do you got to do? All you got to do is just let go of this distorted reality. All you got to do is just let go of your current belief system because they're limited. You are very limited. Some of us have forgotten that we are unlimited beings. And we honestly believe, because we lived in this distorted reality for so long, we now think that this physical reality, our present physical life, we think it's real. But as you start raising your consciousness, your desires, they become less. Your interest in things outside of spirituality, they become less. Your priorities, they begin to change. You will no longer be enamored with the attainment of things. But now, you will be amplified by the expression of spirit. Design is expression of your spirit, which is what I'm doing right now. Desire is the attainment of things. That is the difference between heaven and hell. Heaven is the expression of your spirit. Your spirit is a ruling, dominant disposition of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no other laws. I'm on a level where there is no devil. There is no other laws. There's only one law, the power of one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So you know that you are separated from God when there's other gods, as we talked about in the private message last night. The number one key rule, the number one rule of the universe is you despise every other god that doesn't come from your own strength, meaning your own responsibility, meaning the quality of the state of your mind. What does that mean? Because your mind is God's mind. When you see me, you see the Father. Me and the Father are one. How do I know? Let this mind be in you. There was also in Christ Jesus, who being in a form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. Brothers, sisters, are you equal? Are you the vibrational equivalent of God? What is God? Well, the Bible says God is love. The Bible did not say God created love. The Bible says God is love. That's some crazy shit. Why? Your brain cannot comprehend it. That shit is hard to comprehend. Think about it now. Think, because we think we know what love is, because I'm in love. You see Susie Q, and you're like, oh, I love my baby mama. I never let her go. Really? Okay, what is that? So now you're telling me what it does, but tell me what it is. Are we vibing? Are we on the same page? Now, John says something that should be a little bit taxing on the brain, because he says that John chapter 1 verse, John 4, let me see, 1 John 4, 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Come on, man. What? Okay, let's go back up. Let's go back a little bit. If we go back up to 1 John chapter 4, verse 5. They are of the world. Oh, snap. So I thought we were in the world, but we're not of the world. Oh, shiznit. See, you think you of the world. I mean, not you personally, but you know, this is the illusion. So we've got to snap out of it. You're an illusion. That's why you can't be the prime creator, because you are God. You're an individual expression of God on earth. But you went to church all your life, and at church they told you to worship God. They didn't tell you to be God. So you never even aspired to be God. You ain't even thinking the way I'm thinking. So you really buying, just like I did, the external. So you really believe all of the external construct. What is the external construct? You're born, you live, you eat, you go to the restroom, you work, you pay taxes, and you die. You believe that all that shit is a lie. All of it. None of that has nothing to do with you. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You're just a pilgrim passing through. This world laws do not apply to you unless you believe them. Daniel. So he got us. All of us. How did he get us? He got us. You're like in the series. Please watch The Witcher, Season 2, Episode 8. If you want to watch the whole thing, I mean, it's out there. I had one class, oh, I couldn't watch it, but it was too evil. All the shit I watch is evil, like The Prophecy. You know, I was watching this other movie that had Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. It was an old one. I never heard of it. Man, what was it called? It was called The Devil's Doom. I think it was called The Devil's Doom or something like that. You know, Cuba Gooding Jr., that fool's made a lot of movies too. And in that movie, it was talking about the Nephilim. I had never heard of that movie. I was like, Devil's Tomb. Yeah, Devil's Tomb. Devil's Tomb? Yep, Devil's Tomb. And he was on this mission to go down there, and these archaeologists, they dug this underground chamber. But the reason they dug this chamber because they knew that the Nephilim, and this is in the movie, they're talking about, yeah, we got to keep these Nephilim stuck inside of this tomb. Because they said God, because remember, they're supposed to be, they're bound in Jude 6. They're bound in chains and darkness until the day of the Lord. Well, they found the tomb where the Nephilim was buried in. Now I'm just flipping through the channels. Because remember, the moment that you make a statement and establish an image, and you say, I am wealthy, and that's an image of you sitting in a chair made of money, or driving a convertible Corvette like me, or a Lamborghini, or Mercedes, whatever, your definition of wealth, we say, I am healthy. We say, I am wise. We say, I am in great relationships with myself, with my God, and with other people. Your brain establishes that right then, and then it moves you in the direction of that using symbols. That's what this movie was about. That's what I'm doing today's show. It's just in the movies. Then I watched The Witcher, and they were showing how you do it. As I've been saying, I've been doing it since 13. How? I have a strong emotion about who I am and what I do. I don't do nothing if my heart is not in it. Most people go to work, is your heart in it? No. Are you mad to somebody? Is your heart in it? Do you like the person? Y'all grown apart. Driving a car, does that car make you feel magnanimous? You live in a house. When you come in your house, you open the door, you go like, damn, this is my house. Look at this mother right here. Does that happen? No. So you've learned helplessness. Maslow's theory of learned helplessness. Learned hopelessness. You've learned to settle. I mean, not you personally, but, you know, people you know. So now we're in an environment where we are settled for instead of elevated for. You should hang around people who elevate you instead of people who tolerate you. Most of your family, your friends, they're like, oh, damn, there you go. Hey, what's up, man? They high-five you and you say, look at that. Sorry, mother. I know. I got family members like that, too. I used to be in that environment. Not anymore. If somebody don't like me, woo-wee. You ain't got to tell me, bro. I can pick up the frequency. My black ass is out. Now, I may stick around physically, but mentally, every time I see you, my brain is on my purpose. Remember what did we say last night? What did we say last night? The number one rule? What is the number one rule? You got to be obstinate. And we broke it down last night. 100 grand, you can prove me wrong. Genesis 1:3. Genesis 1:6. Genesis 1:9. Genes of the one. You got to use the numbers 3, 6, 9. Bam. Activate shine. 3, 6, 9 said the same thing. God said. This is what said means God is obstinate. The word obstinate means that all of his energy, focus, the wave of vibration is on what? The expression of his purpose. His destiny. His diakonia, not his desire. Desires separate you from the one. Design connects you to the one. Because design makes you what? Confident. All of a sudden, you operate in your own ability, power, and judgment. You don't need T.D. Jakes, Crystal Dollar, or Joel Osteen. None of them motherfuckers can do nothing. Why? You're an individual expression of God on earth. But what does that mean in English, Doc? I'm still having problems hanging, not following you, man. What are you really saying? I'm saying raise your consciousness from desire to design. That's how you shine. Because when you have a desire, it's for attainment. When you have a design, it's for expression. Dang on. Say that again. I need somebody to write that shit down. Write it down, man. So that way when you read it, you can run with it. Habakkuk 2:4. Stop playing. No more play. This is 2022. We're parents now. We're cosmic parents. We're raising cosmic babies. Spiritual babies. We ain't babies. We're the parents. Some parents, like in Disney, all the Disney, you know, all the little Disney, when you watch Disney Channel, all the children are smarter than their parents. Not over here. This ain't Walt Disney, bruh. It ain't Walt Disney. This is the real deal Holyfield. We the parents. We running the show. Well, I'm a parent. I'm running the show. Everybody want to join me? Let's go. So how do you become a cosmic parent, brother? You oscillate and vibrate in the level of expression, not the level of attainment. That's why I'm always expressing myself. Look at the amount of expressions I make a day and how many expressions. First thing I did this morning was I do what? Look at my YouTube. I mean, my Facebook. I made a TikTok video. I wonder if my TikTok troll buddy has already commented on it. He be on it. I ain't mad at him. That's how he expressed himself. But remember, he's trying to attain something when I am expressing something totally different. You can always tell the devil from God. The devil is, he's trying to manipulate through, he can only attain through manipulation. He cannot express through creation because he's not a creator. Remember, I am a parent. Now, as a parent, I have parents. I have a mother and a father, if we use that expression. They are creators. So what does that mean? What does that mean in English? Not English. When you pray in English, that means that whatever my father did or does, I'm going to. Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do. Jesus didn't say nothing about worship me. He says, do the shit I did. How many people is doing what Yahushua the HaMashiach? I cannot find where Jesus came preaching Christianity. Everywhere I look, it says that Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He said, repent for the kingdom. It's here. It's already here. So that's what we should be doing. That's Jesus, Yahushua the HaMashiach, Joseph ben Joseph. Some say Joshua. What are we doing? He was expressing. He wasn't trying to attain anything. He was always expressing something. So your job, you have to start to realize that you and only you are the creator and the prime authority for your life, not mine, yours, boo-boo, not your neighbor's. Don't be walking around. I don't see you in a TikTok video acting like Karen or Ken. You don't have white privilege. Shit doesn't exist. So don't be walking around trying to police other people, brother, sister. Don't fall and get that disease. Well, you think you got this entitlement spirit. The shit's for you. Police yourself. That's your job. That's my job. I'm supposed to take responsibility for me, for my emotional amplification. I need to respond to the ability that's inside of me. You are the prime authority for your life. It's not the white man's fault, black man. It's not your husband's fault, ladies. It ain't your wife's fault, husband. It ain't your children. It ain't your dog, your monkey, or your squirrel. It ain't Donald Trump. It's not Obama. It's not my boy Biden. It's not even Pepe the Frog. What are you saying, Doc? I'm saying if it is to be, it's up to me. So what happens when I do that? The moment that you say, if it is to be, it is up to me, the brain says, disconnect from all outside. Go directly to Big G. Could you imagine if you had a divine connection with God? Because you do. Let's go back to the Bible, 1 John 4:5. 1 John 4:5. For all you non-Bible folk, I use the Bible because that's my frame of reference, because that's what I was raised. If I was over in the Middle East, I'd be using the Quran, but I ain't. So please don't text me, don't call me. Say, brother, why are you always using the Bible? This is why. It says, they are of the world. Therefore, they speak of the world. And the world heareth them, but we? We are of God. See, I'm not of the world, but I'm in the world, but I am of the world. Come on, preacher. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Father, sister, the mind, will, emotion, knowledge, intellect of your people. Are you of God? Some of y'all may not be of God. It's okay. I ain't mad at you. You got to do the things of your father, the devil. And the works of the father, the devil, you will do. It's okay. Some of us, you know, hey, different strokes for different folks. But if we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. When people reject me, like my new TikTok troll that I got, he's on every video saying very negative comments, just like my YouTube channel. I had him over there. Facebook, I had him over there. Instagram, I had him over there. This is normal for me. Why? If you ain't got no haters, you're doing something wrong. Like, you're doing something really wrong. If the world loves you, if you're not getting threatened, if you've never been in Facebook jail, check yourself. If you ain't had if you ain't got no strikes on YouTube, check yourself. You have not been banned or threatened to be banned off social media, check yourself. That means you are of the Father, of your father, the devil. Why? The devil accepts his own. See, I'm not of the world. It's very, very, you listen to my shit, you know that it doesn't align with no religious teachings you've ever heard. It doesn't align with no Luciferian teachings you've ever heard. You listen to my shit, you try to do like my little TikTok buddy. The guy, my kids was laughing, they told me last night, Dad, he's actually promoting yourself. He said in his own videos, 95% of the shit that you say is true. His only problem that he has is that he the number 33. I said, yeah, I know. It's funny. So my hater has actually brought me 800 new subscribers. That's why I love haters. Because when somebody's hating on you, that means they're giving their energy to you. You should love them. You should thank them. Thank you, my brother. Praise them. I told him, bro, thank you. Keep hating. Why? Because when he's talking about people come to my channel and say, like, shit, let me check this dude out. And they come and they listen, and they find, oh, the dude is not as quite crazy as the dude who said he is. So that gives me his power. So let me make sure that you are crystal clear. You are the prime creator of your life. You are the prime creator. You don't worship the prime creator. You are the prime creator. The moment you start to realize that you and only you are the prime creator, the moment you realize that you're the cosmic parent of your cosmology, of your aura, of your chi, of your prana, despite all external appearances of the contrary, the moment that you realize that desires are given for the attainment of things, design is given for the expression of spirit. The moment, it takes a while because we come from an environment where we are always desire or carrot driven. Very few people have raised their consciousness high enough to see big picture. Very few people can see big picture. For example, COVID-19. Now, if you've noticed, due to my elevation of my consciousness, now I can't do a Facebook Live. They've already banned one, now two of my YouTube channels. I'm getting negative, hits on my Instagram only because of statements that I'm making due to the elevation and my oneness with Source. Now, I'm outside the rules of physics because the rules of physics and science are given to govern the physical plane. So this is a mind-generated reality. So this is not a computer-generated reality. This is a mental. So I know that I've been talking for a whole hour, and I've referenced The Witcher, 10 times? I ain't getting paid if you go watch The Witcher on Netflix. The reason why I'm saying especially season 2, episode 8, is because of Chaos Magic. And because of what I've been saying since I was 13. Because I didn't understand that's how you summon demons, and two things, attainment and expression. Attainment is just gimme, my name is Jimmy. That's attainment. That's desire. But design is how you shine. Because design is expression. Design is give, and it shall be given. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure. So if you put negative energy, like my new TikTok, troll, you got to remember the psychology of a troll. It's toxic shame. So the desire to spew. Emphasis on the word desire. So desires instead of design. Design is how you shine. So desire, again, limits shine. Because emotional amplification brings about physical manifestation. So remember, as I said before at the beginning of the show, from today forward, do not use language anymore. From today forward, you must use symbols. Because you can prove it to yourself by going to, if you're not from Mexico, go to Mexico and immerse yourself in the Spanish culture. You will find, until you learn the language, how do you get around? Because you can't communicate. So what do? You got to look for signs. When I'm driving, I look for signs. And I read the signs. So when I was in Japan, I could not read the signs. So I stopped looking at the language and I looked at the symbols. And I saw a picture of a hospital. It looked like a hospital and an arrow. So if I needed a hospital, I would go where the symbol and the arrow pointed. Any culture, when you can't speak the language, you must rely on the signs, the symbols. The sigils. Sigils trumps language. In 2022, it is the year of the triple two. And the government shall be on his shoulders, not yours. That's according to the Helios Biblios, Isaiah 9:6. We know that Philippians 3:20 says we are citizens of heaven. We are in this world, but we're not of. So being of this world, all of the desires, the five senses, everything in this world is a trap. It's an illusion. And they got you. Why? You like the world. How? I like the world. Why? Inside the world is stuff. What is stuff? Materialism, physicality. But we're not physical beings. So there's a war going on between the love of physical and the love of spiritual. And you are fighting that war because you're a citizen of heaven. You're not a citizen of earth. You are in this world, earth, but you're not of. You're not from here. So the question is, where are you from? Where are you from? Heaven. What is heaven? Heaven is the upward expanse of the north. What does that mean, though? That means that you're from love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You're not from envy, strife, jealousy, wrath, and all of the fruits of the spirit. So we've got a conundrum. The conundrum is their desire to attain things instead of their desire to express. So again, the $1 million question that I have for you today is, are you responding to the ability, look at the word responsibility, responsibility? Are you believing and becoming a liability? Look at the word liability. So it's you either responding to your ability, or are you going to believe the lies that you don't have ability? If you believe the lies, I can tell. Because you're depending on T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, the Master Teacher 33. You ain't doing shit yourself. But what does that mean, though, do it yourself, Doc? Well, what we talked about last night in the private show. Notice what Nikola Tesla said. If you understand, and let me close with this, because this is the most important rule of the universe, especially in the year of the repeated two. The year, as I talked about in the private show, repeated numbers only happened in 1888, 1999, and now again here in 2022. So we had 888, 999, now we've got 222. But the 222 is supported by the zeros, not the ones. Zero is source. So this is the year of the cosmic parent, because 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. So out of the 7 rays, the 6th ray, that's the ray of responsibility. So this is the year of responsibility, meaning you have a big decision to make. You have to respond to the dominant culture and Joe Fauci. And you got to believe the lie that your immune system needs assistance. This is the year. This is the year that you got to make a decision. Because laws which govern our lives are the law of one, which states everything comes from the one. It is within you right now. We began as one single cell called the God spot, the R spot. That is an ovum. O-V-U-M means O-M-N-I. Omni. So I'm going to give you the metaverse in exchange for the omniverse, and you're going to buy it. I mean, not you personally, but you know. So there's a war going on between what verse, what frequency, what wave, vibration, what dimension are you going to live on? The micro, the macro, the uni, the multi, the omni, or the meta? You get to choose, bro. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. The microverse, the macroverse, the universe, the multiverse, the omniverse, or the metaverse. Bill Gates got the metaverse for you. Me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're hanging out with the one, unconditional love. Why? Sales divide. Duality is now reality. Singularity used to be reality until desire trumped design. Right now you got desires. Well, I do design reports. I don't do desire reports. You must return back to source. That's design. Each cell has its own energy signature. There is no duplicate cells. Each cell in your body is infinite source. It has its own mitochondrial DNA, which is a little generator that produces unlimited chi, prana, pneuma. We call it energy. Really, it's entity. From the law of one, we go to the law of wholeness, which says we should all operate in holistic. Each cell is an omnicell that operates in a holistic environment. But the Rockefellers came on the scene and they gave you a petroleum environment. Now, everything that you eat, wear, touch, taste is in plastic or petroleum, because that separates and creates a barrier so that way you don't operate in radiant and a radiant health and abundant energy. There is petroleum between you and source. This petroleum prohibits the absorption of H2O3, not H2O. They give you H2O. Source code gave you H3O. You must get, everybody is not sick. Everybody's thirsty. Because nobody has, or very few. There's a lot of you high vibrational like you love that operate in love, and you get your H3O, which you can get from fruits and vegetables. But most of us don't drink H3O. We drink H2O, and the body cannot assimilate. Just like salt. Most of us, we don't get our salt from the ground. We get our salt from some processed system. Number three is the law of know thyself, self-knowledge. After the law of one, after the law of wholeness, you must isolate and vibrate in the law of the one. The law of noset desum, which means self-love is the best love. If no one loves you, you still should be great. Because you love you. Unless you put all your, if you put the keys to your happiness in someone else's pocket, may God have mercy on your soul. The essence of self, that's what the Bible teaches against it. Because if you don't love yourself, there's nowhere in hell or heaven you can love anyone else. Next is the law of integrity. The law of integrity is the law of congruency. Congruency simply means that there's two sides, but there's always one coin. It must be congruent. After the law of congruency is the law of knowledge. But this law of knowledge is called the law of awareness, because awareness is knowledge and knowledge is awareness. Those two go hand in hand. You cannot have awareness without knowledge. You cannot have knowledge without awareness. That's called discernment. Last but not least, well, not last, but the law of, next is the law of reflection, meaning you are my reflection and I'm your reflection. When you look in the mirror, I am reflecting you back to you. Meaning you can only see in me what you possess in you. You can't see shitness in me if it doesn't first exist in you. So if you see Pokrita in me, that means you see Pokrita in thee. That's the one. Now, there's no such thing as homelessness. When I see someone that is homeless, I see someone who's made a choice and a decision not to occupy or live in a traditional space. That's what I see now. Why? That's what I would do. That's what I did. When I was homeless, I made choices and decisions that resulted in me not having a traditional home. Now I make choices and decisions that result in me having that traditional home. So now I see in the homeless people what I see in myself. There's reasons as to why one would make a choice. Some of them are mental. Some of them are addictions. But those two are decisions. You chose to drink alcohol until alcohol became you. So we must understand the next law after the law of reflection is the law of attraction, which is the law of reciprocation. So if you choose alcohol, alcohol is going to choose you. That's the law of attraction. You bring about what you think about. This is an electrical magnetic system. Like attracts like. Birds of a feather, they always flock together. So it is your job to understand these rules. Rules govern everything. Rules govern the game of life. We can't live in this world and violate its rules without recompense or reciprocation, which means every action follows a thought and has a consequence. That's called a reaction. For every action, there is a reaction, which always is equal to the thought, meaning we reap what we sow. There is always an equal reaction to the action. Therefore, if you don't want to receive disharmony, don't give disharmony. Give, and it shall be given. You see, brothers and sisters, these are the basic laws of this uni, this verse. Then we can go to the multiverse, the omniverse, and the metaverse, and there's different laws. For the next 5 months, we are going through the People Development Center to assist you with understanding the secret laws of all of the 7 verses or levels that you can operate on based upon the 7 rays of light. Right now, we are on the 6th plane of existence. This is the 7 cosmic domains or the application of vision. This is the plane or the date of choice. You have a choice right now, today, because we're living in the year of the triple deuce. That's intuition. That's knowing without study to the 3rd power. This is a year that you follow your gut. This is a year that you oscillate and vibrate by taking responsibility, because this is the mind matrix. Everything in this physical reality is just a concept in the mind of God, meaning when source code established his mind, then he allows you to establish your mind. And if your mind, according to the Bible, that this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus, be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. That's called metamorpho. So right now, your 5 senses are really energy receptors that carry energy in the form of electrical impulses or nerves from the brain through the body, but it's processed by the mind. So, really, if I cut off your electrical impulses, what are you? Right now, the life of the flesh is in the blood, according to Leviticus chapter 3, I think it is. So, if I cut off your blood, if I drain your blood, what are you? Right now, the hippocampus contains your memories. This is chaos magic. What is chaos magic? If you go to Google, type in chaos magic, what pops up? Mem magic. But what is a mem? You guys remember when I did chaos theory and chaos magic? And I did the whole, it's still out there floating around on my Blog Talk channel for free. What is mem magic? I mean, I'm asking for a friend. There's memes. Do you guys know what a meme is? So we use memes every day. Are memes not a pixel, a picture, or a symbol? Or is it a language? So your body don't respond to language, brother. Contrary to popular belief, your body, your cells, they don't respond to language. You can talk all day. Does your body speak English, Spanish, Latin, French, Aramaic? It doesn't. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm saying you've been bamboozled. So you've been talking all of this time. I've been talking all of this time. While I'm talking, your brain is imaging. Memes mean memes. So, mem magic, M-E, this is chaos, just like in all of the movies, especially the movie The Witcher, season 2, episode 6. So now you got the adjust, because MEMS are mainstream. Everybody's using MEMS now. You can go to Google and type in MEMS, and what do you see? What are MEMS? Well, they say a MEM is an ideal, a behavior, or a style that is spread via the internet, or social media platforms. So MEMs are images that control behavior. That's why they use them. But MEMs are just pictures or even videos that are widely spread through social media. Media means medium. Medium. A medium. What is a medium? A medium is a method of exchange. A medium is also a witch. But if you go to dictionary.com, I need you to understand, because remember, this is how, right now, do you have mental images in your head of who you are being in 2022? See, I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a great relationship with God, with myself, my family, with my friends, clients, and others. And there's a mental picture in my brain. So M-E-M-E, MEM, go to dictionary.com, what does it say? It is a cultural item that is transmitted by repetition and replication in a manner that brings about a biological transmission of the genes. Damn. It is a cultural image, video, or phrase. But what does it do? Brings about the biological transmission of the genes. This is gene magic. As I've explained already inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple. As we explained last night in a private message on repeating numbers. As we explained last night on day 4 of the number one rule in the world. Just like Nikola Tesla said, and every great neuroscientist, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Jethro Klaus, Dr. Roy Raymond Rice, Dr. Sabi. But Tesla said it the best. If you know the meaning of 369, if you know the meaning of 369, you will understand the rules of the game. So the frequencies of 369 are found in Genesis 1:3, Genesis 1:6, Genesis 1:9. Let's close with the secret to the universe. As I explained in vivid detail last night in the private show, the people who don't know, they will not grow, because they got to work hard. Now, they will be successful in the physical plane. But we're not talking about, remember, we're not talking about attainment. We're talking about expression. The reason why I can do so many shows, write so many books, and express so much is because of the understanding of the laws of expression. Because God is a creator. So am I. God is not an attainment. God is an expression. So you should be salt and light, as we talked about already in the private message. Biblically, it says that you are the salt of the world. Biblically, it says that you are the light on the hill. And now if the salt loses flavor, if the light loses the ability to shine, you should trample it underfoot. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. The most powerful verse, because this is the secret to the universe. God said, okay, damn, what did he say? Well, in Genesis 1, 3, it says, God said, let there be light. If we had Father, Son, and Spirit, if we had faith, hope, love, if we had the soul, spirit, body, if we had mind, if we had gut, heart, head, we go to Genesis 1:3. Notice it's Genesis. That means genes. So to make your genes one, you got to start with three. Then to make your genes one, you got to go to six. Then make the genes one, you got to go to nine. So Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light. Genesis 1:6, and God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. You made up of water. And let it divide the waters from the waters. So there's H3O and there's H2O. Divide the waters from the waters. There's two types of water. Genesis 1:9. Notice we increase by the law of vortex mass, not the laws of doubling. This is vortex mathematics. Because these numbers, when they added and multiply, they always equal themselves. 3, 6, 9. 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. All three verses, Genesis 1:3, and God said. Genesis 1:6, and God said. Genesis 1:9, and God said. So I'm asking you today, what did you say? And based on what we broke down last night, you got to make sure that you understand the definition of the word S-A-I-D. That's the secret to the universe. Because it doesn't mean speaking. It doesn't mean talking. It is a mental image disposition in the brain. That's the secret of 3, 6, 9, as we broke down last night. That's the God code. That's how you shine. My brothers and sisters, this is the greatest year to be on the planet. Because we are establishing Psalms 84:11. God is a sun and a shield. Have you ever, since you've been on this planet, heard your reverend, your doctor, or your bishop read that scripture? No one has ever heard that scripture before. God is a sun. Not an S-O-N, an S-U-N. The sun is God. I didn't say it, your Bible says it. And a shield. That's why they're trying to give you another shield, another crown. It's called Corona. To take over the Corona Radiata. God is a sun and a shield. Philippians 3:20. I have been translated, and so have you, into citizens of heaven. But what if I can get you to be a citizen of America? What if I can give you citizenship on earth in exchange for your citizenship on heaven? You drop from design to desire. Bam, now you can't shine because you're under chaos magic. And you are living in this illusion where you honestly believe that this external reality is more powerful than your internal mentality. The moment that you disconnect from external reality and you activate internal mentality, bam, that is the moment that you get outside of this universe and you can see the field. And brothers and sisters, woo! It's a beautiful world when you can get out of this external demonstration, tune into internal revelation. It's been an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you today on Janus 1 of 2022. I love you and I appreciate you. We'll see everybody at the top. God bless.